This episode of Extra Life Radio is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use LIFE1 as your code and only pay $6.95 for your next .com name. Get your piece of the internet with GoDaddy.com. This episode is also brought to you by YouBuyNow.com. Geek toys for the geek in you.
You're listening to Extra Life Radio, now with more. Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
You nerd kids, get off my lawn, give me back my chicken, and go listen to Extra Life Radio, darn it.
From the snowy peaks of the Rocky Mountains, through the harsh Colombian jungle, and all over the damn American South, this is Extra Life Radio.
Hi, this is Aaron Gray, and you're listening to Extra Life Radio.
Welcome back to Extra Life Radio, everybody. This is Scott Johnson. Welcome back to the show. This is Extra Life Radio number 138 for May 22nd, 2007. Let's just jump right into it. With me, as always, is Brian Dunaway from MissionDeep.com. Brian, hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Real good, real good. Also joining us is Commission Comics' very own Obsidian. Obsidian, good evening, sir.
Hello, Scott.
As you notice, I have streamlined the intro because that is what I wanted to do. I actually
well,
have
fancy.
I have some specific reasons, but we won't get into that.
My reasons are my own.
Yes, my reasons will remain my own. We have people in the chat room. We don't know if this is working or not, so we're basically going to ignore it because I don't even know if they can hear us. If they can hear us, great. If not, better luck next time. It looks like Ustream did some stuff tonight, and what are you going to do? That's just the way things are. I do have to say real quick, we've had a couple of two or three people contribute to the show lately, which is actually very helpful since I'm moving hosting and doing some other things. We just want to say special thanks to all of those guys. We have names like, let's see, what's his name? Galactic
Fred Bassett.
Galactic Pixie. That's a good one. I like that one. Another one name that we have
sounds
here
sexy.
Is Miles is another contributor, a fine contributor, and we have
Miles
one,
Davis.
And yes, Miles Davis, and also Christina. So thanks to all of you for helping out.
Name.
We appreciate it.
Christina.
And Dirty Diana. We appreciate it.
Dirty Diana. What's that from?
I don't know.
Dirty don't Diana. Know.
That's some of that porn that Brian is watching all the time.
Dirty Diana. It's an old British porn. Just kidding. That's terrible. Okay, let's move on with the show, everybody. We got a big one today. This is going to be a little unusual. A, we don't have a guest.
I always got a big one.
Now, for those who say, well, they don't have a guest because somebody didn't want to be on, It's not true.
It is true, a little bit.
It's not true at all. The truth of the matter is I did not ask a guest to be on this week, and I did that on purpose. There were people that were willing and ready. The reason I did it was, A, to give these poor guests a break, I guess, in a way. But the main reason was we're going to cover a topic today that I think requires the complete focal effort and energy of the three of us, the Extra Life crew themselves, and we're gonna do that moving.
That topic is sex.
Oh, is it? I wish I could use a little of that right now. A little action. Waka waka bow bow.
Okay.
All right, sorry.
Stop.
I'll quit doing that. Okay, so here's the dealio. We decided to do a preview episode of the rest of the year in gaming. 2007 is about half over, not quite, but will be soon. And even though we're in the dry period right now, there is a lot on the docket to be released. We've asked you to contribute your thoughts on what games you're looking forward to the most. Even our own little Brian here has, we'll even call it a Brian's pile when we have him talk.
Yeah.
Since we haven't done a Brian's pile in a while. But we're going to talk about the games.
The whole show is like a Brian's pile?
Like a great big pile.
Big pile of Brian. No. Just a couple of games he's going to talk about. But from here to the end of the year, gamers are really curious about what they're going to get. And so we're going to tell you what you're going to get, and we're going to tell you tonight.
The media.
Yes. The media? What the hell are you talking
chlamydia.
About? Chlamydia.
Chlamydia. Oh, they're going to get chlamydia.
Chlamydia, the media, what's the difference? Also want to welcome back from Taiwan, Rico from the Treks and Sci-Fi podcast, who has graced us with a mid-show piece. I assume he's well. And
oh, cool. So what did he see while he was over in Taiwan?
He didn't really say, but I actually think part of his piece might actually have some of that in there. So we'll find out. Oh, cool. It'll be a surprise to me because he got it right before the show and I haven't had a chance to listen to it. But it's always so good. You know, I can just assume it'll be great. Right?
Oh, yeah. It's got to be.
So it's like sex and pizza.
That's right.
Even when it's not the best.
Just not at the same
time.
Still
pretty good.
No, not at the same time. I don't know, dude. That doesn't sound so bad.
I don't know, man. That hot cheese, naked body, sounds like a recipe for disaster.
Pizza is one of those things you can... I mean, pizza is one of those things you can have cold, and it's still going to be pretty good. So you can have cold pizza, with hot steamy sex. And, you know, cold pizza, hot sex. Maybe the sex is so hot, you're going to end up warming up the pizza.
I just try to keep my food away from anything, any body activities.
Yeah, it's like those people. I'm just going to mention this briefly, all right? We don't normally talk about this on the show. But there's a whole lot of people. It must be pretty bad. There's a whole lot of people out there that are sort of into some really weird things. And they always say if there's some strange fetish, somebody someplace is into it.
Oh, yeah.
I've said this to these guys in private, and I'll say it out loud.
Uh-oh.
People that are all into the whole poopy thing, I don't get it.
I don't get it. That's weird.
I don't understand it, and I don't want your answers back or any of that because I don't want to hear about it, but I do not understand it, dude. I've got a tattoo right above my rump that says exit only right there, and I'm keeping it that way.
From poop as best I can.
Yeah, it's. I don't understand that. I mean, hello, it's poo. It's freaking poo, everybody.
I mean, I understand the direct connection between food and poo, but we were talking about food and sex, and you just shifted it over to a poo and sex.
So you're saying I'm the one that made the leap.
You got the fetish.
Well, yeah, I mean we're talking about pizza and sex, which are two great, beautiful things.
Yeah.
Just and you just
together.
Go ahead and make it into a poo and sex conversation.
Yeah.
You ruined it.
Pecs, I like to call it. Pecs.
Speaking of gaming and sex.
Yes, gaming.
That's a good way not to have sex.
Play a lot of games.
The gaming will really slow that part down.
We have a few listeners who are WoW addicts, certainly. And I wonder how much that affects their marriages or their girlfriends. And I don't mean just sex, everybody. I'm just saying in general.
Yeah, yeah.
How are your relationships affected?
Let's
because
talk about sex, baby.
I want to do a show where we talk all about that. Like we get into the nitty gritty of what our geek obsessions do to our relationships and how we can manage them and make them better. I think that'd be a good show, don't you think?
I know it.
Yeah, let's do that one.
Next damn week.
No, we could do that one next week and have Ron Jeremy as a guest.
Yeah, Ron Jeremy. How does your dirty little habit affect your relationships, Ron? Well, I look like Mario. I'm just kidding. All right, let's just jump right in, feet first here. This is cool stuff, and I did a bunch of research. Now, these are not necessarily this isn't what we're going to talk about today. Isn't necessarily every game coming out for every system. This is the games. Many of them are games we're particularly interested in.
Particularly.
And there's some of these that are we're not so interested in, but then a few from listeners. So all good stuff generally. Now, the most important thing that's happened this week in gaming, let's just play this real quick. Check this out.
I return to serve.
Okay, there's one part. That's I return to serve. Any guesses on what that's from? Don't say yet. Next piece. Here's the next bit.
My life for ire.
Okay, don't answer because that one's easy. Don't answer yet. and then here's the third bit.
From the shadows I come.
Okay, any guess there, Brian, where that's from? What is that?
It sounds something like, I don't know, from Fear or something. I don't know. What is that?
Damn, dude, I'm going to have to strangle you across the freaking country. Obsidian, do you have any guess on what I was playing there? What are those sounds from, those voice samples?
StarCraft.
Well, yeah.
Oh, well, duh. Okay.
StarCraft 2, right. Baby.
I'm an idiot.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Brian, you seriously didn't know?
Well, I couldn't hear it.
Yeah,
all I could hear was...
What do you mean you
couldn't
hear?
I don't know.
No, I figured there may be... You know, we always have Skype.
I tried to crank up the volume, but I still couldn't hear it too well, so sorry.
No, you're fine.
Okay,
you're fine.
Okay, I got a confession.
Confess.
Okay. This is like... No, this is like when you confess all your dirty little secrets and okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be open. I'm going to be open with our fans. I'm going to be open with our listeners. Just don't say that O isn't an honest man. I regret nothing, though.
All right. So what are you confessing, gosh dang it? What is it? You're keeping us on the chair or on the edge. On the chair?
I have never, not even once, played StarCraft.
Oh, dude! Oh! Are you serious? You really never have?
No, I really never have. Okay, you see, let me defend myself. Let me explain, okay? Now, when Warcraft 2 came out, we're talking about what? What year?
Warcraft 2 would have been 94 or 3.
I didn't have a computer back then. I had an Apple IIc.
Nice.
And an IBM PC. I think it was the speed. It was a
286.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty fast back then. That wasn't too bad back then.
Yeah, but that wouldn't play Warcraft 2.
No, it would not. You would be correct.
So one of my friends, let's say, I don't know, for example, that he was called David, because he was.
his name.
What is he called now? Just curious.
He's called David.
Oh, okay.
No, he's called David.
All right, same guy. Okay.
He's called Sarah.
All right.
So he had Warcraft 2 on his computer, and he and my friends, they would play it a lot. Now, they both had a computer, and they both had internet, and they would play, you know, they would play against each other and all that kind of stuff, and they would have a lot of fun. And, well, Warcraft 2 and StarCraft, for that matter, are the kind of game that you don't really get to have much fun out of it if you just play it for, like, 10 minutes or just once.
Yeah.
I mean, you really got to get into the game in order to enjoy it.
I agree.
So after they finished with Warcraft 2, I mean, they were huge fans. They continued with StarCraft 2, and by that time, I got a computer. But by then, they were like these masters at the game, and I was just getting a computer, so I really didn't, I mean, I really wasn't up to their level. So when they started playing that game, you know, I just really didn't get into it. I didn't even try it. I mean, I didn't even install it on my computer or anything, because I had already seen that at Warcraft 2, they would, I mean, I sucked at Warcraft 2.
So they were handing your butt to them every time they took you on.
Yeah. Okay. So when StarCraft came out and they started playing it, I just said, you know what? I'm just going to cut my losses right now and not.
I'm just going to go draw a comic.
Yeah. And that's why I never played StarCraft. Now that it's going to come out, I did play Warcraft 3 when it came out, and I really, really, really liked it.
Oh, good.
Real-time strategy games are not exactly my strong point.
Yeah, me neither. I stink at them generally, but I enjoy them.
I mean, I had to cheat at the end of Warcraft 3. Yes, people, I cheated. Because, I just wanted to watch the movie.
And, of course, you're allowed because you had legally and purposely bought the retail version of the game, surely. Right.
Wait a minute.
So
legal? What's that?
Legal? Just insulting.
It's Colombian legal.
I mean, when Warcraft 3 came out, I got it. I played it. I played the expansion. I really loved it. And now that StarCraft is going to come out, I'm really looking forward to it. But I fail to be as excited as everybody is, simply because I never tried out the first game. So I've never even seen it, honestly.
You've never even seen the first game. You don't know anything about it. You'll be at a bit of a disadvantage because, from the best I can tell, from all this early release stuff, and unless you're living under a rock, Blizzard announced this last Saturday to a huge crowd in South Korea. It's this huge big deal. It's all the game sites are talking about. If you're somehow missing that, then have yourself checked. But it seems like they're very much keeping it in the vein of StarCraft, so that things feel very similar.
So.
Yeah, you'd want to anyway. And there'll be some advantage to those who already know what to expect. I can kind of see that. That's a conundrum if you want to just jump right in. But it will also be really accessible. And let's, you know, the three of us should play. So screw all the Koreans. We should play.
Yeah, so you should send me an original copy.
I've
been so nice to you.
Surely will. I'm sure that we can work that out. We'll figure out a way. There'll be a way to do it. Now, when we're all 85, when the game is released, hopefully we still have the stamina.
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask. When? Yeah. When are we expecting this?
No date. Brian, did you've heard no date. I've heard no date.
No date.
Yeah. Blizzard releases no date until they're absolutely sure that they're ready to go.
Yeah.
And
which is the right thing to do.
I'm happy that the game, you know, it looked, from the gameplay videos I saw, it looked as good as anything anyone else would release early. But Blizzard doesn't do that, so I'm happy to wait for however long it takes. I just hope we're not dead. I really do. I mentioned this on the instance, and I really believe it. I don't want to be dead. I want to play. I'd like to play it now. From the darkness I come.
Okay.
So let's actually hear what Brian at Coverville said about StarCraft II. That was his call, and this is as good a time as any to play it. Check it out.
Hey, Extra Life team. It's Brian from Coverville. Saw that you were looking for games that we're excited about. Okay, I'm not Korean, but I am really, really jazzed about StarCraft II. StarCraft was actually the first game I played in the whole real-time strategy genre. It's what got me interested in Warcraft, specifically Warcraft III, I think was the first one of the Warcraft series that I played, and of course eventually got me interested in World of Warcraft, which I know is not an RTS, but is still kind of along that same lineage. Anyway, StarCraft II, I even still have the original StarCraft loaded on my machine here. I haven't played it in a couple months, but it's there just in case I ever want to pull it back up. But looking forward to it. Looking forward to StarCraft II. Okay, hey, keep on with the keeping on. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Brian looks back on his young days fondly as a great StarCraft player.
And my favorite part of his call was the part we called us the Extra Life team.
Yeah.
It kind of makes me feel kind of superhero-ish.
Like you're kind of part of a mutant team.
It makes me feel like I mean something.
Yeah. By the way, I know this is totally off topic. The Heroes finale, dumb. I'm just throwing it out.
I agree. Yeah, I totally
dumb.
Agree.
We're not going to leave any spoilers.
Really,
we're not going to steal anything away. Mad. But it was really
let's get some spoilers.
Dumb.
Come on.
Yeah.
Oh.
Time travel, stupid. Never works. Ruins shows. Let me just say it this way. We all know Peter picks up every power he ever runs into. He could fly himself up there and do the thing.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
I was so irritated.
That made absolutely no sense.
I was so irritated by that. That really bugged me.
Still a great show.
Oh, sure.
As far as finales go, they really stunk it up.
Yeah, I'll keep watching, but that was not a finale in my book. That was a weirdo, dumb deal.
Yeah.
Their finale was 2 weeks ago with the future thing. That was really good.
Yeah, I agree. So, sorry, anyway. Obsidian.
Sorry, we're off the topic.
Yeah. No. I'm not watching that show anymore.
Exactly why we're sorry.
Yeah.
anyway, so StarCraft looking awesome. We don't want to spend too much time on it, but we are all very excited. We know you people are too.
No, I got a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got a question not about StarCraft, but about Warcraft. And it's do you think, I mean, I don't think so, but do you think we're ever going to see another World of Warcraft, another Warcraft strategy game?
Another RTS? Not anytime soon. Certainly they could if they wanted to. I don't think for a very long time. At least a decade or more, because at this point, StarCraft has been so underutilized and is so ready for a reawakening that is going to be the big focus and going to take everybody's attention for a really long time.
Yeah, I love Blizzard's website. Have you been to the front page?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
It's got StarCraft, big letters, and it says, hell, it's about time.
Yeah. Have you seen the video? Have you seen the cinematic trailer? Oh, dude.
And I haven't watched all that stuff yet. Oh, yeah, I've seen the headlines, but I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, it comes from that trailer, and the big Marine dude says it at the end, and it's really well done, actually. Once again, Blizzard proves
they make great videos.
Oh, they're the best at it. They just put... we've talked about it 100 times.
Do you think they're going to... I mean, do you think after done with that, they're going to maybe move on to Diablo?
Yes, I think Diablo is the next game, but again, that's like I'll give that another 4 or 5 years probably.
Yeah.
We won't be doing the show probably by then. Maybe.
Hey,
we're stopping at 200. Remember?
Don't jinx it.
Yeah, I won't jinx it. All right. So anyway, that's StarCraft, awesome, probably the most talked about thing at the moment, and definitely will be a huge hit. Now we were going to talk about games between now and 2007, and people are probably yelling into their iPods right now, going
between now and 2007.
The end of 2007. There's about as much chance of StarCraft II coming out before Christmas as there is for Obsidian joining a organized religion between now and then. It won't happen.
You jinxed it.
So we shouldn't talk about that too much more, but it's kind of interesting. Before we go into, we got a lot of calls about Spore. Okay, I only pulled one, but But we got Spore. Like 20 calls about Spore, because that's another game that everyone's looking forward to. There's rumors that
we have a release date on that.
No, there's rumors it got pushed to 08. Now, if that's true,
yeah, I've heard that too.
I'm really looking forward to that game. But honestly, I'm up to the point where I'm saying, you know what? Shut up about it until it's out.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I'm kind of that way too. Well, let's listen to what this person has to say, and we'll talk about it on the other side. It's only 16 seconds.
Hello, Extra Life crew. It's Samantha Jane calling from the forums, and the video game I'm looking forward to is the one that's been delayed, and that is Spore. Other than that, I'll keep playing my World of Warcraft and waiting for something new to come out. Bye.
What is that sound?
I don't know. That's wild. That must be like the Spore website background.
I don't know what that was. Anyway, strange sound there, Samantha Jane. She's a great contributor to the show. Always good to hear from her. She's looking forward to Spore. Yeah. I am too. We probably don't have much more to say about it because, you know what, dude? They've said all they can say except when
really
we're going to get the stinking thing.
We've all seen the little video clips and everything of the cool character creation. It's just, we want it. Hurry up.
Yeah, we just want to play it. I'm hoping that, you know, the pressure of the industry will get them going. I know we don't want it before it's done. But we've been talking about this game for 3 years or something. How long has it been, actually?
It hasn't been 3 years, but it's been a while, yeah.
Oh, when's the first time you heard a Spore? When does it seem like that was?
That's hard to remember, man. I mean, I'd say about 2 years, maybe.
Yeah, probably 2 years. Something like that. But all my initial excitement...
I first heard about the concept of it about 2 years ago, I think. Yeah. And maybe I've been seeing like concept art and stuff like that. For about a little bit more than a year.
And you know, I mean, I know Will Wright kind of gets free reign wherever he goes, but it'd be nice if he could start pushing. You're on the toilet, dude. Just take your crap.
Well,
let's get it
out. I'll tell you, if nothing else, their website's always entertaining. I like to go and watch the little Spore flash animation thing where the beans keep going back and forth and they build the cities up and they blow each other up.
Are you
it's
sure?
A fun little video clip.
Are you sure that exists? Why have I not seen that?
Spore.com?
I believe.
Spore.com.
No, I believe.
You got this really cool flash animation. No.
He wants Spore so bad, he's starting to come up with his own flash animations.
Yeah.
I want
it
to.
Dream.
We'll have to see.
I think the game can be very exciting. I will admit, though, that maybe, you know, a lot of those games from the same guy, I always forget his name, are games that I've always liked his games. I'm just not the kind of person that has played them nonstop.
Yeah.
I sometimes get bored of those games pretty quickly. I am really looking forward to this one, but it is seriously in danger of being overhyped.
Yeah, I agree. And
if not, I mean, if it's not already.
Yeah, I kind of agree. Go ahead, Brian.
And what makes me curious, too, is how boring is the first part really going to be if you have to start over and create a new character, like the Tidepool phase, where
you're just eating bugs and growing.
Just eating bugs and stuff. Yeah, I'm like, okay, I don't know. I hope they keep that short.
Yeah, or maybe they'll give us some head starts once we've done it once or something.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Or we can leap to a certain stage and grow from there. But yeah, I kind of agree. I hope that that isn't. I hope that's, you know, like The Sims is always fun to start over because you can do something totally different. It's like playing with Legos or whatever. Hopefully they can create or recreate that same sense of play.
My thing is that I really hope that they deliver everything they've been promising, because I heard some really interesting. I read some really interesting stuff of online possibilities. You know, the possibility of maybe you create your universe or whatever, and that universe immediately it's sort of exported so other people can visit your universe and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That really sounds very interesting, but I've heard stuff very similar to that before. And these games, you know, sometimes in order to deliver them on time or stuff like that, they start
chopping it.
Start chopping it. And I'm really hoping that they deliver everything they've promised, because if they do, I mean, if they do deliver what they promise on this game, it could be one of those games that you say, okay, you got this game. Why do you need any other games? I mean, this is this is definitely all the fun you need. I mean, this game has endless possibilities. You could play it forever. I mean, potentially, if you look at it that way, potentially that's what The Sims should be. I mean, if The Sims were really all that it could be, you wouldn't need any other games.
That's true. It's true. And it's come pretty dang close to doing that. As a series, I mean, it's still
there's only so many times you can trap somebody in a bathroom and kill them
with
the Sims before you get bored
with their oversized tub. that I did that. I told you guys about that. I put that tub in the door, and they couldn't get open, and that guy peed all over the house. It was awesome.
I mean, it is. You know what I did once was create a sort of separate room. I locked the kid in there, and I put a telephone in it. And then I separated that room from the rest of the house. And when the kids started starving, he would call for pizza every 5 minutes. The pizza would always arrive at the main house, so his parents would eat it, but he never got
it. That's awesome.
Funny. See, why don't they have, like, I don't know, Sims 2, the Saw version or something, where you can just torture your Sims.
The Saw version. Saw edition of the Sims. That's a great idea. They do expansions like every 10 minutes. Why not? Why not do the Saw edition? Yeah. That'd be great. Hey, I don't know if you noticed, but Ben from Lost is in the first Saw movie.
Anyway, oh, is he?
Yeah. I just saw him the other day.
just hanging out at the Subway.
Now, Brian, before we move on to Assassin's Creed, which is being mentioned by yet another caller, and we're going to play that here shortly, I'd like to hear your opinion on Quake Wars. Before we do that, let's play this.
And now, a visit from Brian's Pile.
All right, you're visiting us with your pile. tell us what you think of this upcoming game, Quake Wars, which I understand is initially a PC title, but will eventually make its way to the 360. I thought it was simultaneous.
Quake is PC. We have a right to have Quake on the PC first.
Except for Quake 4. Oh, no, Quake 4 came out on the PC first, too, didn't it?
It's our right.
Yeah, you're right.
I've always preferred playing Quake on the PC.
Well, yeah, it's kind of where it belongs. It's kind of where it belongs.
Yeah. Well, there's just too much you have to do, too much coordination with a keyboard and mouse to really simulate that on a controller.
Now, Quake Wars is a much different animal, an enemy territory thing. Why is this supposed to be so cool?
Everything else. This is going to be more like a strategy type of game where you choose sides. You can either be the global defense, or you can be, or the Strog. You can be the Strog also. That's right. You're going to be able to. It's based on the Doom 3 engine, except Carmack is supposed to have done some tweaking.
Yeah, he'd have to for all that outdoor stuff. Yeah,
they're supposed to have a lot of outdoor stuff. But you can pick either side. You can play the Strog or the Global Defense, and it's based between Quake. I think it's supposed to be between Quake 1 and Quake 2.
Shamblers, baby. Bring us some Shamblers.
That's right. Bring us some Shamblers, baby. It's based in around 2060, and you're going to be able to play like medics and guys who set up radars and that type of thing. So you're going to be able to play all these different classes.
So it's very similar to, the Battlefield games. Not similar, but they're kind of going for that same crowd there.
Yeah. And you're going to be able to advance in ranks from what I'm understanding. But it's supposed to come out this next month on the 6th, and I can't wait.
June 6th.
I'm totally stoked.
You're a big Quake guy anyway. You've been playing that game
a
long
Quake.
Time.
I love Quake. I could play Quake just about every day. I mean, that's one game I can just go to. It's fast. It's quick. I don't have to worry about getting too deep into it. And what I've read about Quake Wars is you can play it strategy-wise and play it each day and get to where you need to be, or you can just jump in and just play. Which is how good. Quick has always been.
Yeah, Quick's always been quick pick up and play. They put the Q in Quick.
That's right.
I'll tell you what. I'll never forget. This is just a quick story.
One thing before you say that, too. On the Quake things that I'm really excited about, too, is you're going to be able to actually control vehicles for the first time.
Yeah, in the Quake universe. Yeah, I just want to ride around on the back of a Shambler if I can do that. I'm happy, dude. Okay, go ahead. Here's the thing. Back in 96, we had a trade show for the computer company I worked for at the time, and the computers at the time were like Pentium 75s and 100s and 133s. That was kind of the hot boxes to own. And so we're at this big trade show, and everybody there from Micron to HP to everybody's in this show, and we're just a little podunk local thing, and we got our computers all set up. But we had just that day gotten early hands on the Quake 1 demo, which had that one map. And not all the weapons were done, I don't think, but it was a pretty full demo. You could play deathmatch and change colors.
Rocket launcher coming right out of the chest.
Oh, yeah, dude. It was freaking awesome. And we immediately, as quickly as we could, we got that on these test systems out there on that floor, and we were easily the most popular booth. Everybody flooded over there to play Quake. They didn't care. Man, they cared about nothing else, and it was awesome. We sold a lot of computers that day, too. So, anyway.
Awesome.
So, Quake 4. No, it's not Quake 4. It's just Wars Enemy Territory, right?
I've been a big fan of Quake myself.
Do I have the Enemy Territory thing right?
Yeah, that's right. Enemy territory.
Okay.
It's actually enemy territory Quake Wars.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, do you get into the competitive first person shooter stuff at all, or are you more interested in the single player experience?
I've always been. I mean, Quake could easily be one of my favorite first person shooters ever, along with Half Life. But I've always been a single player. I mean, I've never been really much into multiplayer kind of stuff, especially not with games such as Quake. I remember I tried multiplayer. Probably the only time I've ever tried multiplayer was with Quake 2.
Yeah.
Had multiplayer capabilities, and with Unreal.
Yeah.
The very first Unreal that came out.
Yeah.
Which had a really strong single player campaign, but not
so good multiplayer.
Yeah.
They learned from their mistakes.
Like running around maps, shooting people.
Yeah, which is pretty true of most of those. Yeah.
Thompson says we're training. Gotta train up.
Yeah, we got to train up for that big massacre we're all going to perform. Bastard.
Yeah. Besides, those games require you to have an excellent connection, and connections here lag quite a bit. So in games that are a bit more they're a bit slower. I mean, if you're playing Warcraft or stuff like that, it's okay. But when you're playing a game like Quake, just a little bit of lag, you're dead.
Yeah, that's all it takes. You turn around a corner, you shot, and you're like, what the crap? Then the guy comes around the corner, you're like, oh, there he is.
Yeah, and I didn't ever love their net code. I always thought it was a little crap anyway. I mean, Quake 3.
Yeah, well, that's what Quake World and all that took care of a lot of the issues with all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Oh, those were the good old days, dude.
I loved it.
Just hearing you say Quake World makes me feel funny inside. All right, let's move on. Another big release coming up is, of course, Assassin's Creed. We got a call about that one.
Hey, you're calling about the Game Picks preview. I don't know. I'm not a huge Xbox fan at all. I think Microsoft should stick to computers. But looking at the world interaction offered from Assassin's Creed for the 360 may just make me want to buy one. The graphics and the amount of stuff you can do just looks pretty dang sweet. So, looking forward to that.
How were the graphics, Brian? They're excellent graphics. I'll tell you what.
I was just expecting you to say that.
Yeah, I was waiting. We haven't said that in a long
time.
Yeah,
it's been a little while. But, I would say this about Assassin's Creed. It does look awesome. It does look great. I can't wait to play this game. It is actually out for the 360 and the PS3. It looks awesome. I'm really excited to play it. I will disagree with you. I do not think Microsoft should stick to computers. I think they do a fine job with the 360, and it's probably, one of the best consoles I've ever owned. So, nerds to you. But, yeah, it does look great.
Even I want one.
Yeah, even O wants one, which is...
I still love my Xbox, my original Xbox. I still make use of it.
Yeah, you know what, though? Their design is about the ugliest damn thing ever. I mean, the original Xbox is a lot of fun. It's still a pretty powerful box and all that stuff. There were great games on it. But that is one damn ugly piece of plastic.
But think about it, Scott. When have you seen a first console that did not look like crap?
I don't know. The PS1 looked pretty good, I thought.
Yeah, the PS1 didn't look too bad.
Yeah.
The big gray one?
Oh, sure. I like the big gray one. I like that a lot. I thought it looked good.
Not too bad.
I mean, the one that came out later, the one that says like PS1, that one is pretty.
Yeah, that's true. That was just a little miniaturized version of it.
Well, let's face it, the Dreamcast was by far the best looking console out there.
That thing was a lump. It was a big lump.
That thing was
awesome. It was a great machine. I love the machine, but I don't know about how good looking it was. I think
the crap was the PS2 has got to be the ugliest thing.
Okay.
It's like a big amp.
Let's be objective here. Which one is the best looking console?
Ever?
And I'm not talking about the smallest one or anything.
Right now or of all time?
Of all time.
I'm going to give
the Atari 2600.
Dude.
Come on, man.
That thing
it's got wood trim. There's nothing else out there wood trim. Let's
yeah, I know.
Face it.
Yeah, there is. My grandpa's old wagon does. Okay, let's think about this. I'm going to say the best looking console ever would be... Do handhelds count?
Sure.
No, okay.
I don't think they should count.
All right. All right, we'll say
TV. These rules are hard.
We'll just say TV stuff. The best looking console had to probably be... Oh, they're all ugly, dude.
I don't know, man.
I kind of like the Wii. I think it's simple and clean and
I somehow knew you were going
to
say that.
Well, no, I mean, compared to everything else, name something better looking. I mean, I can't think of anything. I don't think that's Nintendo bias.
You got to say the PS3 really looks good. I mean,
that's true.
In the pictures, it looks good. I saw in real life, didn't look as good. It looked almost like that cheap shiny plastic on the outside.
Because it gets all fingerprinted.
On the pictures, it always looked like brushed metal or something.
Yeah.
Awesome.
The PSP is a gorgeous little handheld. I mean, Sony has some great style, sense of style.
I say one of my favorite consoles in terms of visual style was that huge brick. I mean, no, it's not such a huge brick, but I really liked the Super Nintendo. I thought it looked great.
Oh, yeah, that's true. One was actually kind of cool.
That gray and purple look, that was pretty nice.
Yeah, but the N64, the N64 was a colon, dude. That thing was the nastiest thing ever made.
Oh, what about the Sega Genesis, though? I mean,
dude, that was butt nasty.
Oh,
With a 32X add-on?
It looked like a damn toilet. Are you kidding?
The Sega Master, what?
Master System, yeah.
The
8-bit was really hideous, yeah. Dude,
what about the Atari Jaguar?
Jaguar, ugly. Nice ugly as hell.
That was a nice looking machine.
Oh, come on. That thing was freaking freaking terrible. It was like an alien. That thing sucked. That looked like a toilet, too, when you had the CD add-on.
That new Atari thing that came out that looks like an Atari 2600, but basically has no cartridge and just has all the Atari games in it.
Yeah,
that one is pretty nifty. I mean,
the Atari joystick is the best, coolest device ever.
Yeah, that controller is way underrated, dude.
You just put it in your hand for a second and it gives you blisters.
I loved it.
What? You cannot love that thing. That was a freaking nightmare.
You're not allowed to love it.
Big black
those
stick of death
awesome.
And the big red button
on
the side.
These were your options. One big red button and four different ways to move.
Yeah.
And that was it. That
I call
was,
it self
awesome.
I call it human self torture to go buy one of those and then to go purchase like Missile Command and try to play it with that controller.
No, I mean it was like holding a brick and you'd have a huge penis emerging from the brick.
Yeah, yeah.
And a button
but it had,
for it.
But it had that
and,
cool
and the people that had the elegant one would have a button on top of the penis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm now going to call that the penis brick every time I see it.
But look at that really cool ribbed surface at the bottom that kind of looks like makes it like a gear shift or something.
Like
else.
A little,
really cool.
Yeah, like an air, like a plane, what do you call it, throttle
don't
or something.
Don't even get me into the paddle.
that was good for Pong, I'll tell you that.
Oh,
yeah,
it was.
That
it
machine.
Was, Activision had an ugly looking console too. Well, that was with the built-in paddles.
What'd they make? What was that called? Activision? Are you talking about the...
Or television.
Intellivision, yeah. That thing was a nasty freaking...
Which one was the one that had, like, the screen, and that already came with the screen?
Oh, Vectrex. Vectrex, wasn't it?
I mean, that looks like one of those old computers that you see in the movies that have all these flashing lights and stuff.
Yeah. Go to DEFCON 4. My friend had a Vectrex, or however you say it, and we used to go over there and play it, and I guess those go for pretty good money now if you have them, and he long sold them, so it's too bad. Sad days. All right, let's jump to one more before we take a break, and then we'll do a bunch more after that. We got a lot of calls. I want to get through all these. We got one from Seamus. Boy, we never hear from Seamus. I don't even know who this guy is. This is a real rare look into a fan. Anyway, I kid, of course. Here he is talking about a few games, but the big one for him is this.
Yeah, hi, this is Seamus, and I'm actually calling in about the video game thing. Halo 3 is really on my list, along with Spore, and I heard that they're going to have a Geometry Wars thing on the DS.
So that's cool. Halo 3, of course, is all the rage and all the talk. The stupid beta is going on right now. I'm not that excited.
I'll tell you, I've never been excited about Halo because I have never been... I don't know what the crap it is about the way the controls are set up.
Yeah.
I have never been able to drive anything in Halo, and it just pisses me off to the nth degree. And I end up quitting every time.
Actually, I am excited.
I'm not. What are you pumped about?
Oh, okay, I don't have an Xbox. I don't have an Xbox 360. Okay,
if you did,
I did play Halo 1 on the PC. That's all the experience I have with Halo. Halo 1 on the PC, and I remember when I first started playing Halo. I mean, my first impression was okay. I've been playing like a lot of first person shooters, and this game is relatively simple when compared to the other ones. I mean, this game is actually a little bit too simple. Yeah, you can just have like two weapons. You run, you jump, you shoot. That's pretty much all you do.
Yeah.
And
then you're Rick because you can't drive the stupid vehicles.
No, that's actually your
problem. That might be a Brian problem, specifically.
Then this game just pushes you in, and it really is all about the action, and it really is one of those games where you just go and you shoot stuff and you have fun.
Yeah, no, Halo, I agree with that.
To me, Halo is all about that. Halo is all about just going in, having fun, and you really feel like you're in a sort of combat situation. Being the Master Chief is actually a lot of fun. You really do feel like the Master Chief. And to me, Halo 1 was just all about that. You know, it was just a really fast-paced action game. And I'm really sad about the whole Halo 2 just coming out for the PC. I don't know when it's going to come out or if it already came out or whatever.
Pretty quick if it hasn't yet. Yeah.
But I mean, that should take a while, and I'm really not excited about that.
No, you'll have
but
a good time with it.
I'm excited about Halo 3.
And Halo 3 Halo 3 should be fun. It should be a good time. It should be all those things. But to me, Halo has always been like seafood. It's not so bad, but it's kind of overrated. You know what I'm saying? You can eat it once.
It's kind of stinky.
Yeah, you can eat it once in a while, but then you're just kind of eh. And I know Seamus is a total diehard Halo guy, and so I'm sure he'll enjoy it. And I'll love the single player because I did enjoy single player in both the first two games. The multiplayer leaves me a little dry. I just find it kind of like, but I was doing this in Unreal Tournament 10 years ago. That's how I feel usually when I play that game. So let's take
a quick.
Oh, go ahead.
I miss Tribes.
Tribes is awesome.
That's such a good game.
Tribes is awesome, although I had a terrible time controlling that. We'll talk about that more in a minute, but let's take a quick break, everybody. When we come back, more games. We'll get to many as we can. We may go a little long tonight. That's okay. I don't know if anyone's in the chat room. If you're here, how's it going? Let's go ahead and take a break. We're going to do two things. We're going to listen to Rico's reviews as usual. He's back from Taiwan, but we're going to throw a bonus mashup from the Scott Fletcher show the first week that Sebastian was out of town because it was just too good to waste, and we'd like to share it with you here. So we'll do that, and we'll be right back.
Ni hao, Extra Life Radio listeners. This is Rico from the Treks in Sci-Fi podcast with another review for you. As Scott has said over the last couple of weeks, I was in Taiwan on business, and I thought it might be kind of a nice change of pace if I talked about visiting a foreign country instead of sci-fi and other geeky subjects of movies and TV. Taiwan is a very interesting place. The people, of course, speak Chinese dialect, so the language is a little tricky, but it's very fascinating to see the Asian culture, the types of food they eat, all these little scooters or mopeds running around in the streets. I'm surprised they don't get run over by cars half the time, but it's very different, very hot. I'm from the Michigan area in the United States. And visiting Asia, at least at this time of year, and Taiwan, it was about 90 with huge amount of humidity. But it's got a lot of great history and things to see if you get a chance. I highly urge people to, you know, if you ever get a chance to see other parts of the world, definitely take advantage of it. I've been to Europe, several countries there, and to Taiwan a couple of times now. It's a very different kind of world, and, you know, you don't have to visit strange new worlds and explore the galaxy to see interesting and amazing sights that are just in sort of our backyard. Sometimes we forget about that a little bit. So a little different review for you this week. Taiwan, it's an interesting place, and no, Scott, I didn't partake about those certain female types of occupations that they have pretty prevalent are over there. No, I was a good boy, stayed in my hotel room, went to bed early every night. Anyway, talk to everyone later. Bye-bye.
Fascinating.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
My buddy.
Goes
my buddy
everywhere I go or whatever.
Oh, my God. Scott's got monkeys running the equipment.
I, once again, tempting fate, was ill-prepared. We'll have like a power outage or a death or something.
Anyone with a rack like that gets her own show.
Are you serious? Are we really discussing her hair?
My name is Adam, and I've seen fabulous things. All I had to do was hold up my sword. Let me back on the show.
You have issues with sheep, but we won't get into that either. If you guys want to see a really rockin' cartoon from back in January, He-Man wore cabbage pants.
I'm wearing my suspenders riding bareback on my noble Batcat steed.
Also known as Dergio Fellatio. What is up, General Practitioner?
Let me back on the show.
I'm really just an empty shell of a person. Talking about how you shouldn't let people touch your naughties.
It's your little secret.
You get hand at a cookie jar.
You know, I liked him in that... in that Alien movie with the Diet Coke Mountain Dew 7-Up guy. Who? It's all Fairytopia this and Barbietopia that.
I'm thinking of the chick that purred all the time and hung out with Solomon Grundy all the time.
If Optimus Prime touches you in a private area.
She-Ra, what are you doing, She-Ra?
I will protect my cooch against all
Baba. Hi, my name is Adam, and I've got a fabulous power.
Don't let people touch your cooch.
Jessica Biel can make out with me anytime she feels ready.
Paradox! Yeah. That can't happen.
She-Ra and I want to talk to you about something that's very personal.
I like the human race the way it is. I'm a person. Not a collection of hunks of meat.
Hey, everybody, we're back. Thanks, Rico. Thanks, Sebastian. That was awesome. Very funny stuff. Good look back on the Fletcher Show. That was a fine episode, if I say so myself. Let's jump right back in, boys. We got another email from Taylor. Actually, this file's busted, so I'm not going to play this one. I apologize. Okay. Tennessee Taylor sent it. It doesn't work.
This file is busted.
But I couldn't get
it. Where are you from, man?
The call file wouldn't convert. But he wanted to talk about Mercenaries 2. Now, I never played the one on the Xbox. Brian, you have any experience with that game?
Nope, never played it.
A lot of people say this is one of the best games
I've
ever made.
I've never touched an Xbox.
Really?
No.
That's good.
I have never held an Xbox controller in my... Wow. Okay, I've never heard... okay, these are controllers. These are consoles I have never even touched.
Okay.
You need Xbox, to touch the S-Type.
Okay. The Xbox, the 360, the Wii. Actually, I think I would have an easier time if I just said which controllers I have.
Yeah. Which
one? Atari controller, the Nintendo, Super Nintendo, PS1 and PS2. That's all I've ever.
That's played. It?
Let's talk about the best controller ever real quick. All right. On the topic of,
I have an opinion that are going to shock a lot of people. So you go ahead, Brian. I'm going
to
shock.
I would
everyone.
Have to say, it's close between the Dreamcast controller and the S-Type controller of the Xbox.
Oh, yeah, the original. Second version of the Xbox controller was pretty good. Yeah I like that one quite a bit. You go ahead. What are your favorite controllers you've ever held in your
hand? I'm going to have to go with the DualShock.
Yeah.
The DualShock Sony controller.
Good solid controller, yeah.
I'm going to surprise everybody who thinks I'm a total Sony hater, and I'm going to agree with, I think that's the best controller there ever was. So, I love it.
Yeah, I mean, it just... I think the DualShock took what all the other controllers were trying to do and did it right and did it simple. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Too bad they
don't. Because, I mean, I remember the N64 controller. That is confusing.
That is a wild controller. When I first took it
in my hand, I'm like, am I supposed to have a third hand or something?
Yeah.
Well,
am I missing a hand?
Yeah, to their credit, they helped sort of change controllers, the analog stick thing and all that. But I'll admit that thing was a freaking boomerang. It was the weirdest thing you ever used. We had a lot of fun with it, but yeah, weird. The Cube controller I liked quite a bit, actually.
Yeah.
That was one that I was pretty fond of, but... overall, I'd have to give it to Sony on this one. They kind of perfected what everybody else had sort of been doing leading up to that. And even the initial controller without the DualShock on the PS1, I thought was a pretty solid
controller. Yeah, it was still pretty good.
Controller, yeah. Had a great D-pad. They still have a great D-pad. I wish they could just connect
a... horrible controller was the original Xbox controller, obviously, because...
I've always heard stuff about that.
Yeah, shortly after they decided, hey, guess what? We'll try and change controllers entirely. This thing we've been sending out with people is just like about 10 times too big.
Dude, that thing was a damn pizza. I mean, that thing was freaking huge.
I've never seen that one, and I'm always curious about it. I'm always curious about actually how big was it. I mean, I've never seen one.
Yeah, it was giant. It was ginormous. Let's see. We got a lot of calls about DS stuff. I'm going to delete some of these because we're not going to have time, but we got quite a few DS. A lot of them were like, I can't wait for the next Nintendo game, blah, 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 whatever. Let's see. Oh. I'm going to play this one. Let's talk about, we already did Seamus. Oh, this guy had a question for us. Well, he thought a good game would be around a TV show. I realize this isn't exactly on topic, but it's a good question. And there already is a Jeopardy game, you bastard. Not a good one, but there is one. So let's listen to this question. We'll talk about it.
Treeman144 here. Greetings, Scott, O'Brien, and special guest. A quick question. What TV show or series do you feel merits a video game of its own?
Okay, very short question. What game or series? I love that accent, by the way. And we have no special guest, unless you count the cloud of gas I'm emitting over here from the burrito I had today.
Okay.
Anyway. So, TV show that deserves a game, what would you say?
I would have to say, just based on popularity alone, I would have to say there needs to be a American Idol hero
kind of like a Guitar Hero, except for American Idol.
Oh yeah, well, don't they have? I thought they had.
Is there a game called Sing Song?
I thought they had. Well, there's that.
See how freaking brilliant I am.
No, I think there's actually a branded American Idol game. I'm pretty sure, and it's kind of a karaoke, you know, karaoke revolution kind of thing. I would say, but that's a fine idea, and so fine that it's actually been done. I would actually say. If I was going to pick a show, it would be the A-Team, and it would be a tactical strategy game.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Turn-based.
Well, then I take mine back, and I want Riptide.
Okay, you want Riptide? Awesome. Okay. You'd have that robot dog or whatever it was to help you. Or is it a robot dog? What was that?
It's not a dog. It's just some orange thing.
I'm thinking of Boxy on the original Battlestar. Do you have a show you think would make a fine video game?
Do I have a show that I think would make a fine video game? Yeah, I would like a giant robot game, maybe something along the sides of Voltron or maybe Messenger or stuff. I mean, there have been giant robot games, but none of them have really been satisfying. So if any of the listeners knows about a really good giant robot game, and please do not send me any recommendations for Mech Warrior or anything.
Yeah, well, Armored Core just was released, the new Armored Core 4. However, it is getting pretty mediocre reviews, so I wouldn't recommend that. But the new Transformers game looks pretty hot, actually. If they do that right, and it's not stupid, then I could see myself playing that.
You're going to play it anyway.
Yeah, I may play it anyway. We'll have to see. We got one more, actually two more. Oh, man, there's so many of these. I'm going to jump past some of these. This guy talks about the Sonic Mario game. Let's hear him out.
Hey, Scott, Brian, and whoever else may be on tonight. This is Axel from Toronto with the games I'm looking forward to this year. Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games is looking to be very promising, although it's being developed by Sega, so I have a couple reservations about it. You never know.
He doesn't go into what those reservations are, but what do we think about that fight between Sonic and...
We have a narrator.
Well, I mean, do we think that's a stupid idea? I don't know if we've talked about it on here before. We may have, but I think it's a little late. It's like no one cares about that rivalry anymore. Like, if this would have happened in 94 or something, people would have dropped their pants and farted blood. But now, it's just not that big a deal.
That's
you know,
nasty image.
It's kind of nasty. Scott. But it'd be like, you know, Pepsi bought Coke for $14 billion. That was the kind of, you know, environment that Sega and Nintendo inhabited in the early 90s. And now, this doesn't matter so much. I mean, Sega's just pushing stuff on every platform, so it's like, who cares?
You know, I don't know, Scott. I mean, look at retro. I mean, retro is just the thing right now. I mean, everything is going back to how it was in the 80s and early 90s, and people are really, really digging that. So I think that if they do it right, if they pull it off right, and they play along with that, you know, the old rivalry, people are going to get into it because, I mean, hey, you guys are whining all the time about your childhood. So, hey, here's a look back to it.
Well, it's not really a look back, though. It's like brand new. And when's the last good Sonic game we had? I'd say it's Sonic and Knuckles back in like 96.
Yeah.
So, I'd say when Sonic stopped being
2D.
2D.
Yeah.
And
it's when
I've
he started talking,
big...
dude. He's the worst talking character in the history of video games.
Oh, yeah, because It's-a-Me is really
No,
see, the It's-a-Me and that's a let's-a-go. Those are like short clips that you only hear once in a while and you don't hear them happen that often.
Yeah.
And those I can deal with. I can't deal with, we've got to save the princess. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Sonic, I think we need to get the power gem out of your butthole before we can go north. Whatever.
Well, I'm still a little bit of a Sonic.
Go ahead, Brian. Sorry. I coughed right on you. Hello?
Well, anyway, I'm a little bit... Who's talking?
You are, Brian.
You are.
I'm a little bit of a Sonic hater anyway, because
really?
I had fun with Sonic up and about to the time that I realized that you don't really do anything as Sonic except for just push the controller to go forward, and he goes around a bunch of loops and flex a bunch of freaking things, and then you, at the end of the run, you hit something, and all your rings fly off, and you have to go run collect them, and that's about... it for Sonic for me.
That is the best Sonic review I've ever heard. That was great.
I always loved, I have to admit, I mean, I have always liked Sonic better than Mario. Not always. I always liked, you know, back when, you know, the Nintendo and Sega and stuff like that. I always liked Sonic better than Mario, but for one simple reason. I liked the speed.
Yeah.
I always
yeah.
like the speed. I mean, you play a Sonic game, and to me, it just has to be hectic. It has to be hectic all the time. It has to be so fast you can barely make out what's happening.
Yeah,
and if
yeah.
the whole game is like that, you're going to have fun with Sonic.
Yeah, I totally agree.
But, I mean, Mario, on the other hand, Mario is not exactly a very fast-paced game.
No,
Mario is
by design.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not going to run around like a freak.
So I always liked Sonic more because Sonic, to me, had more attitude. Of course,
yeah.
the truth is Mario aged better.
He did age yeah. better. He did age better. That sort of edgy early 90s thing.
How can you say Mario's not fast-paced? I mean, come on, because you dally around and you try to get all this everything, and all of a sudden you realize you only got 5 seconds to make it to the flagpole.
I hate that when the music speeds up. It's like, oh my gosh, we got to go. Yeah, that's true. It forces you into it. But Sonic just had this real cool thing it had going, and I do believe that had the Dreamcast come along and the first 3D Sonic would have been voiceless and that stupid story wasn't in there and it was just about fast, mindless fun, I think the yeah. series would have not only lived on and done well but really thrived, and I think it would be doing well today. But instead they got real goofy and got us, you know, I gotta save this hot chick, what are we gonna do, Knuckles?
Well, if you think about it,
Tails.
There's a lot of characters that should have never talked.
Yeah.
Look at the Pink Panther, for example.
Yeah.
When they made the new animated Pink Panther series back in the 90s, they made the Pink Panther talk.
Yeah, bad
and
movie.
And all of a sudden, the Pink Panther wasn't cool anymore.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, it was pretty cool back when it didn't talk.
Yeah.
And I guess there's a lot of characters that should have never talked. And in my opinion, well, it's kind of logical for Mario to talk. I mean, he's a yeah. person. So, yeah, go ahead and talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I remember, I seem to remember, maybe you guys know better than I do, I seem to remember there was a lot of complaining when he started talking back in Mario 64.
I don't recall. Yeah. I don't remember a stink, but maybe there was one. I may have missed yeah. it. All I know there was some, there was probably some controversy that they were going to, but how it turned yeah. out may have been better. Brian, go ahead. Sorry.
All I know is that Luigi and Luigi's Mansion talks just enough. He goes around and says,
Mario. Okay, I played Mario on the DS. What's the name of the game?
Super Mario Brothers, the new Super Mario Brothers.
Oh yeah, yeah, that yeah. one. And Luigi sounds, he sounds totally retarded.
He is retarded.
That's the point. He's Mario's
retarded.
He's Mario's retarded brother.
He sounds completely retarded.
Yeah.
My favorite voice in the whole Nintendo pantheon of characters, of course, is Wario, because he's just awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna win. I love that. He's always gonna win. Anyway, good stuff, you guys. Well, that's about where we're going to end it with the video game stuff. Tons of calls we weren't able to play. I apologize, but we are... Heck, we're already at an hour. We still got to do our crappy movie because I promised I wouldn't skip it this week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can't do that. I mean, I would be...
You said we'd extend the show.
Well, we already are, dude. Trust me. We'll be well over. So let's get to that. Before I do that, though, just a quick list of some others I was kind of interested in. BioShock, Heavenly Sword.
Oh, I cannot see the... It cannot consume enough.
Oh, I know. BioShock's going to be freaking sweet. Mass Effect, both BioShock and Mass Effect 360 games, I think, as well as PC. Age of Conan, Hyberian Adventures, sounds interesting to me. It's an MMO set in that universe. Yep. Set for October 7th, by the way, not that far off. Super Mario Galaxies, of course, Metroid Prime 3. We got calls about those. We weren't able to get to. We talked about the Transformers game. Fallout 3 has all sorts of interest for me. Looks great. Can't wait to see what they're going to do there. Tomb Raider Anniversary Edition. I only bring that one up because I sure loved the first one. I really did. And so the idea that they're redoing the first one has a little interest for me. But
is the last one... Would you recommend the last one?
Didn't play it.
Legend?
I've avoided it all. So everything since 2, I haven't played.
I played 2 and 3 and I loved them. But
I loved 1. I loved 2. I thought 3 was... Everything else I kind of avoided. But the first one, it's just... That holds a special piece of history for me, gaming-wise.
Yeah.
And my little girl, she was like 2 when we had the game. Because it was back in like 96. And I remember her saying to me, "Dad, let's play the scary game with a girl in it." She'd always say that.
With the girl with the big butt.
At least she didn't say, let's play the scary game with the boobs.
Yes. And she's now 13, so that tells you how long ago that was. Tecmo Bowl for the Wii and the PS3. Who knows what they're going to do there. Knight's Journey into Dreams.
It's like a new version?
Yeah, whole new version. Knight's Journey into Dreams, which is arguably the best thing that ever hit the Saturn, some think, anyway. So that's cool. Brand new game for the Wii. Final Fantasy Tactics for the PSP. Yes, I did a PSP game or two in this list. That's basically a remake of the PS1 game. So you got a lot of old characters coming back, some SP characters that will be showing up. All turn-based as usual. Great music. I was a big fan of that Tactics game. I thought it was great. Mario Strikers Charged has our family's into that. This whole Mario soccer crap. We love the weird Mario offshoot games. I'll be the first to admit that's a guilty pleasure of mine.
Yeah, Mario Planner.
Mario. Flatulence. I don't even know what I'm saying. Devil May Cry 4.
I love Devil May Cry.
Yeah, good game. It's looking really hot for the 360 and the PS3. Due out before Christmas. The last one I saw was kind of a quiet one I hadn't heard of before. It's called Clive Barker's Jericho. Did Clive Barker really write the Jericho show? Is he behind that somehow? Or is this totally unrelated?
It's probably totally unrelated. I would think it would be totally unrelated because I remember watching the series and they never once mentioned his name. And you know that everything he does, he throws his name on.
Yeah. It has to be Clive Barker's.
Yeah, it's like Stephen King. He kind of has to throw it in there. So who knows, but I like me some Clive Barker, so that has some interest for me. That is just the short list. There are plenty more coming out before the end of the year. It's actually a pretty strong year for games. A little less focus on what new systems there are and a lot more focus on what games are we going to play on them. So I always kind of like that. The PC world is really just on its edge waiting for StarCraft II at this point. And playing WoW, that's pretty much all that matters to most PC players
right
now.
That's going to be one long wait.
I know. And people are going to argue and say, no, there's lots of stuff going on the PC. Dude, honestly, it's all about The Sims, Warcraft, and upcoming Blizzard titles. I mean, let's just admit it. Those guys own the market right now. It's just the way it is. And I'll get all the hate mail, and that's fine. Let's play this.
It's time for Extra Life Radio's Crappy Movie of the Week.
And this Crappy Movie of the Week is brought to you this week by ZStuff.com. They are now my new host, the new host for MyExtraLife.com and all things related. And I couldn't be happier about the move. So special thanks to them. Yes, very nice. The site is screaming fast today. I don't know if you noticed. Oh, it's so nice to do that. Let's play this. What we got from this movie, this film, fine film, is called The Slime People. I can't believe this one has missed my...
People?
This one's got a rating of 1.8 out of 10. I don't know how it could be rated so low. This has to be awesome. It came out in... Oh, they changed the way they do dates on here. It looks like 56. Yeah. Pretty old. Pretty old sci-fi stuff. You know, horror sci-fi, all that giant ant time. And every movie was the same back then. Starred people that are all dead. All that kind of stuff.
Well, people tend to die. It's kind of like a bad custom people have.
But it sounds pretty awesome to me. Here is the plot line to the fine film. Stenchy stinker slimes viewer with bottom feeding bunk. Suck in your... I don't know what that means. Suck on your slippery elm.
Like a poem.
Slop, that's 50s talk.
Slop syrup on your snack of strawberry shortcake and prepare to be stuck on your sofa. In this slimy celluloid silliness strides into the TV screen. Oh, I can't even read the rest of that. It's freaking
wow.
Funny. Yeah, it's bad.
What the crap? An
amazing description.
It is like a poem.
Yeah, that's pretty lousy. After Los Angeles is invaded by an army of subterranean monsters, a small group of people must fight for survival in the deserted metropolis against the slime people. Let's play some clips from this fine piece of poo. We all need confirmation on mass murder, don't we? I mean, really, when it comes right down to it, that's what we want to hear.
Do it. Yeah.
This one does that.
The report of large monstrous creatures roaming about the fog of our city and committing mass murder has been confirmed.
Who confirmed it?
It has been confirmed. Yep.
Yeah.
I saw it.
I saw it. I was killed. I can confirm that I was mass killed.
I mean, it's kind of like one of those things that you're not sure if anybody would need to confirm that. Like, are there really 10,000 people dead in the street? Oh,
we need independent confirmation.
Yep, I guess so.
I see a bunch of bodies. That is confirmation. Let's learn about finding the trail of the slime people. I mean, again, if they're slime people, you want to know how to track them. Do a little John Locke action. So here's 4 seconds of how to do that.
Now look, we've got to find their trail. Footprints, slime, anything.
That's awesome, dude.
Gee, I don't know. How can we find them? I don't know. They've got slime all over them.
They still have feet, so maybe footprints, yeah, but probably maybe the slime. Footprints. That'll be the giveaway. This sounds like a great movie. How can it get a 1.8 out of 10? Seriously, I want to see this real bad. All right, here's another way. Well, if you're involved in the slime catastrophe of 1956, you'll want to know how to recognize them, and people may ask you if you've actually seen them. Well, so does this guy.
Professor, I know something has happened, but have you ever seen these slime people?
No, not yet.
No, but I hope to.
My goal is to see them today,
Professor. I love that. There's always a professor in those films.
Every professor. Time. Every time. Professor, what do you think about the strange slime people? Well, blah, blah, blah. Now, do you guys...
I think they're slimy.
Do either of you know what sodium chloride is?
Yes.
Yeah, isn't that... Isn't that salt?
O is a genius. I mean, I always thought the Colombian jungle did something to your brain, but apparently... makes you smarter. That is correct, and that's what we learn in this movie. And so if anyone can say anything about this show is that they learn what sodium chloride is, and here's when we learn it.
We can break their wall with sodium chloride. Tom already did it.
Well, what's sodium chloride?
Sodium chloride is table salt.
You idiot!
You fool! Tom already did it, you fool! I love it.
I must run to the grocery store and get some sodium chloride.
So basically they have the same weakness as...
Slugs.
As a slug?
Yeah. And
they could have just called this the slug people.
What are they called in the shells? What's wrong with my head? Not slugs. Snails. Snails? Jeez, what's wrong with me? When you can't remember the word snail... You need a vacation. For real, dude. So apparently table salt is the way to kill slime people. If you want to kill slime people, you can get this thing on DVD. Apparently Amazon.com has it in the following territories. America or America. Britain. Germany. France. And I can't do a good one for France. And Canada. So the Canadians in Canada can do it. And maybe even the French Canadians can do it. I don't know.
No, you never really see Colombia in one of those lists.
No, that list isn't there. No, although, don't. There's not even Spanish listed. But you can get it in DVD, VHS. That's amazing. I got to get this movie. If anyone wants to donate to anything to the show and call it the sponsorship for this segment... send me the slime people. Nice. Yeah. Oh, yeah. 1963. I got the wrong date, but it's black and white. I don't know how I missed that. Anyway, good times. That's going to about do it for yet another episode of Extra Life Radio, folks. We're already at 1:02, and that's before adding any of the calls that are on the outro today and Mark's review, which is coming up shortly. So stay tuned for that. Big thanks to Brian. Big thanks to O. Big thanks to the chat room, who probably heard none of this because Ustream is on the fritz tonight. I know a few of you in the UK were going to try to do this for the first time. Not into my control, folks. Those guys are growing and they're adding new upgrades all the time, and that's just the way it rolls. Thanks again to GoDaddy.com, and thanks to YouBuyNow.com. Both awesome sponsors, and I cannot say enough about them. If you want to be part of the show, give us a call. 206-203-CRAP is the crap line. Use it now, use it often. If you want to send us an MP3 file or a message via text, you can do that to our email, extraliferadio@gmail.com. Next week is show 139, folks. So have a good week and take care. We'll see you then.
Previously on Extra Life Radio.
Scott is a dumbass, he is. Had a busy week since I last talked to these guys.
Grab a fire hose and made mud.
Welcome to Best Western. We have dead dog you can eat for breakfast. Continental free breakfast. That's what I was telling him earlier, dude. I caught him saying it right, too.
Imagine how mad that would make you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Multiply it by about 10.
Looks like a Yeti, poops like a Yeti.
That's all the proof I need.
The China airport was pretty amazing in itself because it looked like America.
What's his name? Crikey oh. or zippy or slappy.
Yeah, almost right is never quite as good as exactly right, but I do what I can. Danger, particle physics experiment in progress. It's going to have, like, exploding balls, and they're going to take cover behind the green, and they have full-on yeah. conversations while they're beating the schmear out of each other. So people are showing up with, like, mayonnaise jars full of cow blood and stuff like that.
Hello, everyone. This is Mark with your 3-minute movie review. Today's movie, Shrek the Third.
In the beginning, Shrek met Donkey.
We can stay up late swapping manly stars, and in the morning, I'm making waffles.
Then he met Fiona.
You think that Shrek is your true love?
Yes.
Then he met the parents. A little faster. And Puss in Boots. Edible. Think you've seen it all?
Oh, no, you didn't.
Now. DreamWorks Shrek the Third.
I mentioned in a previous review about how expectations can mean so much going into a movie, and Shrek the Third is no different, especially when I really liked the first two so much. The original Shrek was great. I thought Shrek 2 was a 5-star movie. I thought it was funny, it was great, the animation was fantastic. So leading into this movie, I had to be very, very careful not to expect things too great. That being said, I didn't succeed very well. I walked into the movie when the credits started going. I was totally geeked up for this show and spent the first 20 minutes of the show really expecting something fantastic. After the first 20 minutes, I finally told myself, okay, just sit back and relax, it's okay. Therefore, maybe you can get a feel for how I'm thinking about this movie. I was a little disappointed, I would say, but it's still a great show, so it's really fun. The storyline is pretty fun, where Shrek has to go find Arthur, the heir apparent to the throne, to keep himself from being stuck on the throne. And they try and do all the same things that they did in the other two, where there's a lot of side jokes and goofy things going on. I obviously don't think it worked as well as number two. I thought number two hit it right on the head. So as you go into this one, keep that in mind. You've got to make sure that your expectations aren't too high, or you're just going to be disappointed by it. If you go in expecting a fun movie, then you'll really enjoy it. The animation, on the other hand, is, again, a great leap forward. The skin texturing in this show is just absolutely mind-blowing, and I geek out on things like that, so I get really, really excited when I can see the stubble on Shrek's face and things like that. So, anyway, when it comes right down to it, it's a really fun movie. I would say it's not as good as Shrek 2 and possibly not as good as Shrek 1, but it's still a very valid entry into this franchise. I think you'll really enjoy it. I'll give it 4 stars out of 5. That's all for today. Again, if you're a sports fan, feel free to check out my sports history podcast at sportshistorytop10.com. See you next week.
Hey, folks, this is Todd. I'm a long-time first-time. I just wanted to let you know that I was at Shrek 3 today, and they had a Transformers preview. But here's the important thing for Scott, primarily. When they showed Optimus Prime transforming, and when he transformed, I heard the noise. It went, weep, wop, woop, weep, woop. Just like you've been wanting. So there it is. You've got it. You're done. Thank you. Bye.
Scott, this is Josh. Joshua in the blog comments. Anyway, I'm still playing that Super Paper Mario and went through all this weirdness, and now I'm in flop side. I had to break down, stupid guide, the cheat guide, as O would say. But, sometimes this guy doesn't tell you, and you just got to figure it out. Anyway, weird game. All right, rock on.
Howdy there, ELR guys. This is Tennessee Taylor. This is a bit of an unusual call because I'm a listener of CNET's Buzz Out Loud podcast, and this is a habit I've picked up from them. Anyway, it's called a Well Actually, and I'm going to Well Actually... Brandon, or Brendan, I think you said Brandon, though, from your work, when you were discussing Bigfoot, he was talking about the Yeti creature in Star Wars, and he made two incorrect statements. First, that it's a Yeti. No, Yeti don't have horns. That was what's called a Wampa. And secondly, that was Empire Strikes Back, not A New Hope. So, anyway, Brandon from Scott's work, consider yourself well actually. And I have a question for O, just in case I do and probably will forget to ask. Who is your patron you mentioned being a pagan, and I'm interested to know. I always kind of like to ask people that. It's kind of an odd question, but I'm intrigued. So, anyway, there's my 2 cents for the week. Again, I ain't Fetchwork, so if this is more than 60 seconds, I'm sorry. Bye-bye.
Hello, Extra Life crew. This is Matt from the Double Dork Meter podcast, and I just want to let you know, I just watched the most recent Transformer movie trailer on Yahoo Movies, and I've got to tell you, there's definitely now in the transforming sound. So, just want to give you guys a heads up. Have a good weekend.
Buy my product.